This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Wednesday asked the U.S. intelligence community to redouble its efforts to investigate the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The Biden administration for months minimized the possibility that the virus originated in and then escaped from a Chinese lab. In a statement, the president says most of the intelligence community says there are two likely scenarios, a lab accident or the virus naturally spreading. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says he's giving intelligence officials 90 days to keep investigating.
To dig a little deeper, to double down.
While pushing the Chinese to cooperate. The president acknowledges the virus's origin may never be known, given Beijing's refusal to fully work with investigators. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An employee opened fire Wednesday at a California rail yard serving Silicon Valley, killing 8 people before ending his own life. Authorities said the suspect was an employee of the Valley Transportation Authority, which provides bus, light rail, and other transit services throughout Santa Clara County, the largest county in the Bay Area. At a news conference, Santa Clara County Sheriff's spokesperson Deputy Russell Davis confirmed the death toll, but said it could rise.
I can confirm with you at this point that there are 8 victims that are pronounced deceased at this point. And there's one suspect as pronounced deceased. This is still ongoing, like I said. The numbers can change.
Law enforcement officials identified the shooter as 57-year-old Sam Cassidy. Investigators offered no immediate word on a possible motive. The shooting took place Wednesday morning at a light rail facility in San Jose, next door to the sheriff's department and across a freeway from the airport. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council on Wednesday called for the safe, immediate, and unconditional release of all officials detained in Mali by elements of the defense and security forces. The 15-member council also urged the defense and security forces elements to return to their barracks without delay in a statement agreed by consensus. The country's interim president and prime minister resigned Wednesday after they were arrested in what amounted to the second coup in the troubled West African nation in 9 months. A spokesman for Vice President Assimi Goïta, who led the intervention, said the president and prime minister would be released gradually due to security concerns. Mali has been in turmoil since a military coup toppled then-president Amadou Toumani Touré in 2012, that led to ethnic Tuareg rebels seizing control of several northern towns, which Islamic insurgents later took over. South Africa's former leader, Jacob Zuma, has pleaded not guilty to corruption charges related to a $2 billion arms deal with a French company. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
The long-awaited trial relates to a $2 billion arms deal in 1999, when Zuma was deputy president.
Mr. Zuma?
He's accused of accepting 500,000 rand, or around $34,000, annually from TELUS in exchange for protecting the French arms company from an investigation into the deal. But Zuma has rejected the 18 charges against him, saying he's the victim of a politically motivated witch hunt.
How do you plead to them?
I plead not guilty.
Zuma's defense team is calling for the recusal of state prosecutor Billy Downer. The prosecution has requested more time to respond. TELUS was known as Thomson's CSF at the time of the deal. It has said it has no knowledge of any transgression by any of its employees in relation to the award of the contracts.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Amazon will buy MGM in an $8.45 billion deal. We get details from AP's Julie Walker.
Amazon, which owns Prime Video, already has its own studio with shows like The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. But adding MGM means access to thousands of films like the James Bond franchise, along with TV shows and the opportunity to develop more from intellectual property. Amazon will also get cable channel Epix, which MGM owns. The deal still needs the customary approval from regulators. It's the latest media industry deal that's aimed at boosting streaming services to compete against Netflix and Disney+. AT&T and Discovery announced earlier in the month they were combining. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.